On average, about 800 National Guard members are working each day throughout the state, helping with tasks from contact tracing to the Safe Travels program to COVID-19 testing. Hawaii, like 47 other states across the country, were hoping the president would extend the funding, which was set to expire at the end of the month. Here's Hawaii Congressman Ed Case.
So the Hawaii situation is not unique, but it's especially acute here in Hawaii because of all of the roles that we're asking the Guard to play.
It costs about $8.5 million a month to fund those activities in Hawaii, and the federal government picks up 75% of the bill. The state pays for the rest, about $2 million per month. But Brigadier General Moses Kauaivi, the Hawaii National Guard Task Force commander, says some of the guard tasks would be better secured with long-term contracts. One already in the works is the state's Safe Travels program.
They are screening some of the tests that's coming through the website and double-checking to make sure that the tests that's been inputted are valid, trusted partner tests. So that's a big thing at this point that I think we could probably, if need be, have an outside agency do it or contract that out.
He says because the airport screenings are so critical for the state, a transition to a more permanent solution would be ideal. In the meantime, Case says the Guard may take on another important role soon.
We have the vaccine, which may well be approved in the next 2 weeks or so. And as soon as it is approved, if it is approved, then we will start massive distribution throughout the country. And the Guard is critical to the distribution here in Hawaii, not just the receipt of it, but the distribution across Hawaii itself.
Kauaivi says the Guard will be prepared to help if needed.
We're waiting on the Hawaii Emergency Management Agency to complete their plan with the Department of Health on how this is going to occur. I don't need to see the plan exactly right now because I know it's going to be probably several types of missions if they need it. For example, we're good at distribution, transportation, traffic control, and maybe security. If we get the mission, we'll apply what we already know concerning how to do those things to the situation.
State Health Director Libby Char estimates that it'll cost about $25 million to distribute the vaccine. The biggest hurdle she anticipates is finding a place to store the vaccine that needs to be kept at minus 70 degrees. That could make delivering doses to rural areas particularly difficult.
The minimum distribution for one of them is going to be 975 doses. We don't want to waste any of that. So you're not going to send that to a very rural place that's not going to be able to use all of that. Because of the cold storage requirements, it's not something where you could just take a few vials out and send it over.
Char says just as the Guard has been important for logistical coordination for the state's contact tracing program, they will be part of the vaccine distribution as well. The Federal Food and Drug Administration could give a vaccine emergency use authorization as early as this month. Char says because it isn't clear which of the vaccines the state would receive, the vaccine plan has not yet been finalized. But the first doses will go to Hawaii's medical centers to vaccinate frontline healthcare workers. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Ashley Mizuo.